Welcome back. What will land the nationwide shortage of baby formula continues, leaving moms and dads all across the country to start getting real creative. Some are even turning to homemade baby formula recipes online, but a lot of doctors are actually warning against doing that. To learn more, we turn to Dr. Courtney Galwin. She is an author, speaker, and expert on prenatal and pediatric care. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I do want to take a moment here to just kind of first back things up. Why are we seeing this massive baby formula shortage all of a sudden?
So what happened was there was a recall of all the major producers of a baby formula, or the ones that you'll see on the shelf in Target, Costco, Walmart. There was a recall, and actually two infants had died because of the bacterial infections. And so it caused a major stop in production in the baby formula. And now they're kind of head over heels working, trying to get things back on shelves. But there was a huge recall. And so it caused everything to slow down. And here we are.
Yeah. And you couple that with the pandemic and supply chain issues. And I can see that problem, you know, spiraling out of control. So now here we have parents starting to get real creative when it comes to getting their hands on baby formula for their children. Some parents I know have been going as far as creating and sharing homemade baby formula recipes online. Is that a good idea or a bad idea, Doc?
I would not advise towards that unless it is a very specific, calculated, researched, long-term recipe. There's a few of those out there, but a lot of them, you have to be very careful with what you're putting in, the ratios, the water ratios, things like that. So it's best to talk to your pediatrician and then to find different milk alternatives instead of making your own.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Speaking of milk alternatives, what would you say to a listener right now who's tuned in and they're thinking, just breastfeed? What would you say to that listener?
So breastfeeding is definitely hard to come by. I have three daughters under six, and I had to supplement all of them. And I work in this industry, and it was definitely not an easy thing. But what I did is I was able to, I have a big wellness center here in Dallas, and I was able to have people in our community donate breast milk for me to supplement for my daughters to eat. So that is also an option. There's human milk for human babies. There's different communities like what we have at the Nest, and you can always look into actual breast milk for your baby. That is an option, but it's not always easy, and it's hard to come by. We have a lot of cases that formula is needed.
Yeah, and a lot of times a lot of women just simply can't breastfeed for a whole host of reasons, and we won't get into that right now, Doc, but at the end of the day,
Yeah, exactly,
you've been there. So at the end of the day, I mean, what would be some good solutions for parents right now? Obviously, the homemade recipes online, maybe not a great suggestion. I like your idea of trying to find, you know, a donation, perhaps, of breast milk. Any other creative ideas?
I would just say plan ahead. This supply chain affected the major brands of formula. But if you look at the brands of formula that were not affected by this, there's a few that I love, Mount Capra, Holly. They're all fantastic, but you have to order them online. And so I would say just plan ahead instead of waiting to that last scoop and running to Target or Walmart trying to find and go to the shelves and they're empty. So you can just plan ahead, order online, and that should be a pretty good alternative to do that. So that, and then ask around your community and see if you can find the donations.
Doc, well, I appreciate your time for bringing the issue to our attention.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
That's Dr. Courtney Galwin joining us here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.